Blog Talk Radio.
Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. In the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com. Our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. Journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. We are an apostolic work with an apostolic vision, which equips and enables laborers to accomplish the Great Commission. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 27 to 28 says, Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church, first apostle, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is a last day's book of Acts. We have been established by the Lord of the harvest and sent to the body of Christ to encourage laborers to go into the end time harvest and reap precious souls for Jesus Christ. A marvelous work will be done in the lives of the believer when they apply the teachings of this ministry. They will be transformed into a Christ-centered, miracle-working, power-packed, Holy Ghost-filled saint of the living God. They become a living example of the virtuous character and power of our living God, Jesus Christ. As we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission, I encourage you to write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Journey, proclaiming your Son Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, I pray that you give us wisdom and understanding. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will guide me through the teachings of understanding of the book of Revelation. I pray that your war angels will be dispatched to cover me and the House of Christ Ministries from every attacks of the enemies, and you will forgive us of our sins. Lord, the scripture said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. I pray, O Lord, that those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Those who have eyes to see will read the words and keep the prophecy. Lord, I pray that everyone will take this teaching seriously, because time is at hand and we await your return. Father, as the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to take the water of life freely. I pray, O Lord, that we will not let pride lead us to add to this prophecy or to take away from the words of the book of this prophecy. You are the root and offspring of David. You are the bright and morning star. Lord, I pray by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be with us all. We thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne to worship you, Lord, with blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371. Elmont, New York, 11003. The scripture for tonight will be taken from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the King James Version. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know that what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. And now ye know that withholdeth, that he might be revealed in this time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and beliefs of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, and establish you in every good work and work. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Pastures feed.
Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Tonight's lesson will be the Book of Revelations, chapter 1 through 3, in the series Understanding the Book of Revelation. John, while he was imprisoned on the island of Patmos, for his faith in and testimony of Jesus Christ the Savior and true Lord of all. Before we endeavor into the substance of this book, we should examine its title. The word revelation in the Greek is Apokalypsis. This is where we get the saying, the apocalypse, which in its root form means to unveil. From this title, we can understand that this book is an unveiling of something that was hidden. What is being revealed are the events that will proceed and accompany Jesus Christ's return to earth. It is important that we understand that this book is not a history book, but rather a prophetic book that unveils future events. The book of Revelation is a book filled with signs and symbols. Although this book is filled with signs and symbols, it is still factual. It is history written in advance. This book is one of consummation in which everything that began in the book of Genesis comes full circle and comes to a head or close. Everything that was lost in the Garden of Eden is regained in this book. The Book of Revelation, Chapter 1. The Book of Revelation, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and that made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail before him, even so. Amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth, and was dead, and behold, I am alive for evermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. It is very important that we understand that this is the book of Revelation. Although the title of the book states that it is a revelation of St. John, it should really say the revelation to John. When we say revelation, it denotes the understanding or revealing of something that had not been understood or hidden in times past. This book was given to us so that we might know what was going to happen on the earth. There is a blessing spoken to all who read and hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things. The seven churches were literal churches during the time of the revelation to John. But each church also represents a different time period in church history, which correlates with the character of the church of that day. Ephesus represents the time period of 30 AD to 150 AD. Smyrna represents 50 AD to 300 AD. This ended in the union of church and state under Emperor Constantine. Pergamos represents 300 AD to 606 AD. Thyatira represents 606 AD to 1500 AD. This was the longest period and was called the Dark Ages. This is during the Papal Church. Sardis represents 1500 AD to 1700 AD. The Dead Church, in which the Reformation period began. Philadelphia represents 1700 AD to 1900 AD. This is the missionary movement and the period of strong evangelist and evangelism. Laodicea represents 1900 AD to present. This is the lukewarm church which is blended with the world. The seven golden candlesticks represent the seven periods of church history. The candlesticks represent light, and the church is to be the light of the world. Jesus Christ is in the midst of the church throughout. Verses 14 through 16 speaks of the sevenfold glory of Jesus, his head and his hair, white like wool and white as snow, speaks of him as the Ancient of the Days. The whiteness of his hair does not represent age, rather wisdom and experience. His eyes, the flames of his eyes, will penetrate the hearts of men when he sits as judge over the earth. His feet, like unto fine brass, as if they were burned in a furnace. Brass most often represents judgment. This is significant because he shall tread the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Burned feet are hard and can crush. The Antichrist and Satan will be crushed by his heel. His voice, sound of many waters. Water represents people, and his voice can be heard and understood by many people, groups, and languages, similar to the old adage, the sea of humanity. His hand. In his right hand are seven stars. These stars are not angels, but ministers or messengers sent to the churches, and Jesus has them in his right hand. Right hand denotes power, and so they have been given his power. His mouth. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. This sword is not the word of God in this instance, but rather the sword of justice. The two edges will be for two purposes. A, for the protection of his people. B, for the destruction of his enemies. His countenance, as the sun shineth in his strength, this represents Jesus as a son of righteousness who is coming to bring all darkness into his marvelous light, that he may judge all things. We will take a short break and come right back. We appear to be having some difficulties with the song that we were about to play, so we will try to select. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. I must remind you that we will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We encourage you to visit our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org and our affiliated School of Ministry, House of David Ministries at www.riversofrevival.com. And we will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now we will get back to the Book of Revelation, Chapter 2. Unto the angels of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works, and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are in the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I ate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira, write these things, saith the Son of God, who had his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent for her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent for their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star, and he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We will take a short break and come right back. We appear to be having some technical difficulties here.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus.
If I but ask Him, He will deliver.
as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, we will continue tonight's lesson, the book of Revelation, chapter 3. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, "These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear that the Spirit saith unto the churches, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before my feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the words of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, with white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyesalve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous before and repent. I'll read that again. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We will take a short break and come right back. Had drifted away from their first love. They did not love him as they once did. Could this apply to you and me today? A little later in Revelation 3, verse 15, he warned believers in another church that they had grown lukewarm, no longer hot and passionate for him. Could he mean us? Has your love for Jesus Christ waned? Has your devotion for Jesus Christ weakened? Romans 10, verse 9 says, "But if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." If we repent of our sinfulness, then confess and trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, we will be saved from the penalty of sin. The gospel offers us promise to save us from the penalty of sin. We must believe it. The gospel also offers us a person in Jesus Christ who paid our penalty and deserves to be Lord of our lives. We must receive him. Romans 3 verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Beloved, sin is sin. If one person murders a man and another person gossips about a woman, they both stand in the need of repentance. Every sin is named unrighteous, and there is not one person who has not sinned at some point within their lives. Don't live a life of guilt concerning your sin. Just get up, repent, and move forward. Romans 6 verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You can choose to serve one of these two masters, sin or God. Living in sin is deadly. Living in Christ Jesus brings eternal life. You have to ask yourselves these two questions. Are the pleasures from the short-lived life of sin worth giving up eternal life for? Are you willing to suffer and pay the price for something forever that you enjoyed for a moment? Think about it, beloved. I would like to invite you right now to pray to God, telling him you are ready to trust Jesus Christ to save you from the penalty of sin, and confess him as the Lord and Savior of your life. Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, waiting to be your Lord and Master. I'm going to ask you to submit to him by repenting of your sins and enthrone him in the center of your heart. I must also remind you that he allows no rivals. You must proclaim Jesus Christ. Beloved, please join me in prayer right now. Let the words be your own. Don't just repeat words as if they were spiritual chants, but speak them to the personal God who loves you enough to die for you. Lord, I am a sinner. I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you. I don't want to live as a sinner anymore. I understand that I deserve death as a penalty for my sins. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. Lord, I repent. I confess. I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price with his blood. I believe that he came into this world and died for my sin, so I shall be saved. I believe that he rose from the dead and is now in heaven. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior, and I put him in control of my life as Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Dearly beloved, if you have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have just recommitted your life to Jesus Christ, I encourage you to find a church in your community. Or if you would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003.
Yeah.
God bless you for tuning into our show tonight. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We pray that the teachings will be a blessing to each and every person who have listened. And we encourage you to write to us at House of Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And once again, we encourage you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis.